All right, I will say good morning. Good morning. Let's get a few minutes with Reb Tzadik. So we left off on page Lamed Aleph in Sidkas HaTzadik and in Os Kuf Pei Zayin 187. So we're actually in the Bi'uri HaChasidus, again on page Lamed Aleph, right hand column, first paragraph there, last three lines. So the Rebbe says, Shezeu. Bear Masham. So remember, again, a bit of context. So the Rebbe was teaching us this incredible idea that essentially Torah is the antidote. I should say the antidote, but Torah is the way in which we are able to combat the Yetzer Hara. You can never really conquer your Yetzer Hara. You can never obliterate the Yetzer Hara. But what you can do is you could subdue the Yetzer Hara. You could kind of, to a certain degree, beat it into submission. It'll always be there, but you could assert your control over it and not allow it to control you. Reb Tzadik says, how does that occur? Again, Reb Tzadik posits that's through Torah. The power of Torah, the power of positive influence. Mashkeil the Beis HaMedrash, bring it into the Beis HaMedrash. And the Rebbe says, bless you, Shezeo Ber Masha Amru, the Yitzro Shal Adam Iskar Bala B'chad. Now, I will say, this is a very profound idea. The Gemara says that a person's Yitzer, Miskaber Alav B'chad Yom Umevakish Lahamiso. Every day, your Yitzhara grows stronger. Now, I will say, this is one of the great anomalies of our spiritual struggle. Pretty much everything else in life that you do, the more you do it, what happens? The easier it becomes. To the point that there are certain things, remember again, that even become part of muscle memory. You know, it's interesting. I had this the other day in my house. I have one of those combination locks on the door. And so there's a lot of combination locks these days, right? There's a front office, an office, this, that. So I'm coming into my house. And they're like, oh my gosh, I have to say it was like a senior moment. What is the combination to my house? Which was also a scary moment because I never forget the combination to my shul office, but somehow I'm forgetting the combination to my house, which was not a good picture of the state of affairs. But all right, nevertheless, so what was... I was like, for the life of me, I could not remember the numbers. I'm like, okay, just close your eyes. Put your hand on the thing. It was like, use the force, you know, like just go ahead, right? And again, it was incredible. I put it there in muscle memory. I just got it. That's the way life works. Like the more you do something, just it becomes second nature. And the truth is, like consciously, you don't even have to like think about it. You just the muscle memory kicks in. The one thing in life where that doesn't actually occur is ruchnius. Right? But I think about this just a moment. Even thinking about something like this, right? We wake up every single morning. It's not the pshat that after you do this for a string of mornings, you're like, oh, it's incredible. I'm not even tired anymore, right? I don't even feel fatigued. Now, granted, it becomes a little bit more regular and you can't imagine not doing it, but the struggle is still there. And this is the way that it is in everything in Ruchnius. Now, there may be certain behaviors in Judaism that you become accustomed to, but the way the Yetzer Hara works is that it is a daily battle. And here's what's important. We think often that when there's a daily battle, we feel like a failure. How am I still having these struggles if I've been doing this all of this time? How could I still be tempted by these things if I've been a frum and Torah-dik Jew all of these years? It must be that I'm a failure. Says the Rebbe, quoting the Gemara, no, you're not a failure. You know what you are? You know what you are? You are a line out of the Gemara. That's what you are. You're a line out of the Gemara. Because what does the Gemara say? The Yitzor Shel Adam Miskaber Alav Bechol Yom. Your Yetzer Hara is stronger than you are, at least at the outset of the day. Miskaber Alav Bechol Yom means it becomes stronger upon you each and every day. It's the one thing in life, no matter how much you work at it, it'll always be one step ahead of you. So Rav Osai, and this is the way Hashem made it. And so this is very important. So when I find myself struggling with the same things, and I wonder, like, how could it be that I have not gotten my house in order, my spiritual house in order? Or how could it be that I'm still dealing with this same stuff years in, and I begin to feel like a failure? I'm not a failure. The only time you're a failure in life is when you give up on the struggle. The moment you throw in the towel, that's failure. But as long as you're still struggling, as long as you're still toiling, as long as you're still fighting, even if you lose a lot of those daily battles, you're not a failure. You're not a failure. You're a warrior, and you're just a line out of the Gemara. That's what you are. Yitzhahara, smarter than me, faster than me, stronger than me. And any given day, it's usually a step ahead. So what's the antidote? So we'll say, watch this. V'lamali HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. And we're now for the fact that God helps us. Ein yachalo. We will never be able to overcome it. See, here's the incredible part. The Yitzhahara is stronger than us. And by ourselves, we cannot conquer it. But the great, incredible part is every single day that Ribono Shel Olam says, I'm ready to partner with you. I'm ready to partner with you. If you're willing to, Kadosh Baruch says, if you're willing to partner with me, Hashem says, if you're willing to partner with me, I will partner with you. There will be partnership reciprocity here. How do I partner with Kadosh Baruch? This is the full circle. Partnership with God is when you enter into the Beis Medrash. Right? Partnership with God is when you enter into Torah. Partnership with God is when you make Ruchnius a fixed part of your life. Kadosh Baruch says, you're partnering with me, I'll partner with you. And when a Yid and the Ribono Shel Olam partner up, there is no telling what we can accomplish. We'll stop over for today, Bosai. We'll pick up a mirza with the rest of Kuf Pei Zayin tomorrow. Shkoyach.